This podcast provides a variety of helpful hints of how best we can be more authentic, more sincere in our interests of working with others and serving those around us. President Truman had a nameplate on his desk that said, "The buck stops here." I'm wondering if we've lost that today. I look at what major corporations are doing with apps and the inability to actually get someone on the phone, the long waits in lines, long before the pandemic. It just seems like corporations are distancing themselves from the customer and doing everything they can to make it difficult to actually talk to a real person. The other day, I received a food order from one of our local restaurants, and on the box, it was signed by the owner of the restaurant. That was impressive. Last Sunday, I got a phone call from a roofer here in town. Something happened to my roof. I got a phone call on Sunday morning responding to an email that I'd sent him earlier that day. Much different than trying to get on the phone a major representative from a major corporation. But I think that as we think about owning our work, that there's a huge void to be filled with individuals that are committed to owning their work, to be able to have the buck stops here, that we do everything we can to meet your needs as an individual consumer or a potential customer. I read a book a while back by John Nesbitt. He predicted 10 megatrends back in the 80s. Now, one of his trends was he mentioned that we're going to move into some high-tech areas, and technology is going to be huge. And he was right about that. But he also said for every high-tech intervention, there's going to be a high-touch response. I think we need that today more than ever. I would encourage admissions representatives to make sure that they always, always knew the names of the individuals that they were recruiting. That we pride ourselves at sending out handwritten notes to prospective students in purple pens on purple paper. I want to make sure that as we think about that high touch response, that it's real, that it produces ownership, that we put ourselves in a position where we're going the extra mile, that we're signing off on our work and our work's important to us, that we're putting our stamp on what we do, and that we're there to make sure that if a person has a problem, we're going to be there to solve it. Ownership, owning up to your work, being able to sign off and say, "I'm responsible, it's important to me." I don't want to lose that. I think it's critically important as we think about authenticity that we be real and sincere. We deliver on our promises. It's important as we move ahead in this complex world of ours. I don't want to leave the effort major corporations are making in the area of personalization. I use Southwest Airlines because an individual answers the phone. I notice Starbucks is asking about your name as they put together your order. The other day, I checked into a Hilton. And after I checked in and got in my room, I got a text from the person who checked me in asking me if my room was fine. So some corporations are moving in a personalized manner, but so many of them are not. They're distancing themselves. I think it's a niche for that small business owner to make sure that they are personalized, that they're embracing the opportunity to connect with customers as well as potential customers. Authentic leaders can look within their own sphere of influence and examine where can they reconnect or improve upon their ability to reduce the distancing between themselves and the customer, to be the face of their department, of their organization, of their small or large business, to be the influencer that ensures that the buck does stop there with them and they're directly responsible for how best they can serve those that are critically important to their way of business.